Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Mason and Cody Don't Know Sports, episode 19. We're going to be doing a little bit of a shorter episode today, because there's not too much to talk about. But I want to start with the NBA playoffs, and I want to start with Jrue Holiday's performance last night. Jrue Holiday is proven that Marcus Smart being the defensive player of the year should not have happened, and that he's not even the best defensive guard in the NBA, because Jrue Holiday still exists. Just because he's not a main scorer anymore because he's not on the Pelicans doesn't mean that he's not there. Jrue Holiday, one of the better two-way players in the league. And this is why this Bucks team is so dangerous. The Celtics, this is a team that everyone praises. And they go out there and they show up without Chris Middleton. I'm looking to see the Bucks win this series and win it all. That would be amazing. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, the Bucks have been playing really well considering no Chris Middleton. I think that Jrue Holiday has been shooting the ball way too much, and his efficiency has been horrendous this series. 9 for 24 from the field last night. But he scored 24, and he locked down whoever he needed to. And I think that the ability to lock someone down, even when they're not being efficient offensively, that's an extremely important factor to have. That's what's going to keep you on the court. That's why I think that I hold a lot of stock in RJ for the Knicks, because I think that in off nights, RJ can become a defensive stopper. Jrue Holiday had an excellent night, just took the ball from Marcus Smart. I'm not sure what he was doing on that last possession of the game. And I thought it was an excellent game, and I was really happy to see the Bucks come out on top. Being from New York, hate to see any Boston team succeeding. And yeah, Marcus Smart was not really having his way offensively last night. No, he never really has his way. Tatum played well when you look at the two-point stats, 34 points, 12 for 29. But he shot 2 for 11 from 3, and you got to think that, you know, if he shot 4 for 11 or 5 for 11, this game would have been very different.
Yeah, I agree. And moving on.
Warriors-Grizzlies.
Yes.
So the Grizzlies were without Ja Morant.
And you know what people are asking? How are they so good without Ja? Well, it's this simple, and this is not a knock on Ja. They are so much better defensively without Ja Morant. And it really helps against a team like the Warriors that also just had so many turnovers last night. But I do think tonight, I do think the Warriors are going to close out the series next game. I don't see the Grizzlies beating them again. I think they learned from their mistakes. And to say that Warriors-Bucks is the most probable final series right now is not too crazy, and I just want to see Giannis go back to back, because I think Giannis needs to get the love that he deserves, that he is already an all-time great big man, and I think he could go down, hate to say this, I think he could go down as a top three player of all time as he finishes. That would be quite impressive, because Giannis is that guy.
That would be quite impressive. I would say I think he has the tools to take it all the way. We'll see what he does. He's 27 now, so he's really in the prime of his career at his age. He's probably only got 3 or 4 years left of functioning at this high of a rate, although we've seen LeBron
but
go for so
with
long.
With these 3 years left, if he wins this year and then he stacks on another like two chips, another like two MVPs, and then still is going to be an effective player after his prime, it's very possible. I do think there are three players right now that do have not necessarily greatest of all time, but I'm going to call it GOAT potential. And I think those players are Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Jason Tatum. I think those three players are the future of the NBA. There's also guys like Trey and Ja.
I don't think Trey and Ja are guys who they're kind of one-dimensional. Not one-dimensional in the sense when you get them the ball on offense, they can only do one thing. That's the opposite of the truth. They're three-dimensional in that sense. But they don't have this X factor that sets them apart, which is some sort of athleticism, like size-speed combination that, you know, a guy like Tatum or a guy like Giannis has. I think
like
Tatum and Giannis have pretty much the ideal body for going all the way and becoming taking that great to elite step.
And I think with Luka, it's just his combination of calling him a better scoring Magic Johnson is not too crazy right now. I think that in terms of skill, Luka Doncic has peaked more than Magic Johnson has ever in his career. Now, obviously, we are not accounting the fact of winning, because I'm not saying that he's greater. I'm saying in terms of skill, Luka Doncic is already better than Magic Johnson ever was. Because, obviously, Magic was not a great defender, though he is better than Luka. Luka can score on all three levels, is a magnificent passer, and he's a great rebounder too. He can do everything on the offensive side of the ball. And I feel like with him, Giannis, and Tatum, you could just go up to them and be like, drop 50 tonight. And they could very easily drop 50 on your favorite team. I think that's what sets them apart from everyone else.
Okay. I'm gonna argue with you a little bit.
Oh,
I'm gonna need to be uninterrupted for 2 to 3 minutes, please.
Oh Jesus! Okay. I'm gonna have to take my headset off because I want to interrupt you.
Okay. Now, you think that Luka Doncic has more skill than Magic Johnson?
Correct.
Have you ever seen Magic Johnson play, my friend?
Yes, I have seen highlights.
Now, Magic Johnson.
No, I have to say one thing. You're not getting away with this one. Hold your horses.
Magic Johnson.
I am saying that Magic is a better passer, but I think that Luka is also a magnificent passer, and I think they're both great rebounders. We know this.
Magic Johnson was 6'9", second tallest point guard in NBA history.
And we look at Luka's scoring difference. He's a better finisher, mid-range shooter, three-point shooter, ball handler. The only thing Magic really has on him is IQ, passing, a little bit of rebounding, and defense. That was not great, that people think he was a great defender. He was not a great defender.
Okay. You can think that.
I can think that. I'm not saying that Luka is going to be greater because we don't know that yet. Because Magic Johnson is a winner, and he right now, he is obviously more of a winner than Luka. I am talking in terms of a basketball player. Luka, yeah, Magic has passing on him, but Luka is still a crazy passer and could totally go down as a top 10 passer ever once his career is through. And that's what I think. And Luka is amazing at scoring. Every level. That Magic Johnson just never was.
Okay. Magic Johnson, 6'9 point guard.
Yes.
He can play any position on the court. You threw him out there, he could play any position on the court.
To say
he could. Because you obviously don't know the story. In 1970, might have been his rookie year or his second year. It was either 79 or 80. They threw Magic
right
Johnson.
Now,
they
you threw him out. As a center, he's not. He's no. No.
Listen to me. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was hurt. They threw Magic Johnson out there. He took the tip, and he played every single minute that he was in on the
it's
block.
Different. It's different.
And he
it's
hit. Different. No, it's I'm different. Letting you.
In the NBA.
I'm letting you know that Magic Johnson is not more skilled than Luka. Is more skilled than Luka. Luka Doncic is not more skilled than Magic Johnson.
Luka Doncic, as a skilled basketball player, Magic ever did.
Because I know.
Because
I know
he can score on all three levels, and to say that he is one of the most versatile scorers in the NBA is not too crazy.
Okay. Oh, well, listen. I told you I was going to need to be uninterrupted. I told you.
Oh, that's not happening on this show, bud.
I told you. No, because you need to give me the basic respect of being on. Because when you talk, I don't interrupt you unless you say something so obviously blasphemous. Whenever I say something
okay,
that you
go,
and
talk.
Whenever I say something that you
talk.
Slightly disagree with, you interrupt me.
Talk.
Okay. Magic Johnson was not a three-point shooter. You are correct. That's because he did not need to be. That is because the three-point line was either non-existent or very new when he was playing basketball.
I hate that take.
He didn't need to be because he was a winner. When you see the passes that Magic Johnson was making, Luka Doncic dreams of those passes.
Have you seen some of these Luka passes?
I do not live under a rock. And you think to say that Luka Doncic is even close to as good of a passer as Magic Johnson is blasphemous. No. I need to be uninterrupted. For you to say that Luka Doncic is even close to as good of a passer as Magic Johnson is blasphemous. That is blasphemous. God is looking down on you, and he's thinking of whether he should smite you or not. Now, Luka Doncic is a much better player.
Don't say
much better.
Don't underestimate the fact that Luka wipes him in every scoring category. Don't pretend like
which
that's
one,
not a thing.
Which one besides three-point shooting?
He's a better finisher.
He's debatable.
He's a better mid-range shooter.
I'll give
he's
him that.
He's better shot creation. He's a better player.
Boy, you did not just say
better ball handler. Yes, he is.
You did not just say that. Magic Johnson is the greatest playmaker.
How do you think Luka scores all those points without being athletic? Because he's such a good ball handler and space creator.
He's got a good step back. I'm not going to lie. He's got a good step back. I'm not going to lie to you.
He blows Magic out of the water in scoring. He blows him out of the water in scoring.
Throughout his career, was a consistent 27-11 candidate. 20 points.
27?
No, 20, oh. 20 points.
Yeah, 20 points.
7 rebounds and 11 assists.
To say that Luka could... No. Here's my take.
Consistently, throughout his career, that is including a year in 1997, where he had been 6 years removed from basketball because of the HIV virus, and then came back and only scored 13 points a game.
See...
That's including that
to
year.
To say... That's great. Those are great numbers. Okay. But listen...
Now... Talk to me. No. This is the part where you interrupt me and you don't give me...
I'm going to interrupt
respect.
You.
You don't give me the basic respect.
No, I don't, because you don't deserve it right now.
You don't give me the basic
respect. You're saying that Magic is a close scorer to Luka Doncic, and I don't like that.
I didn't know. I didn't say that. I said inside, he is. I said inside. And then just due to his height, he's 6'9". He could go over centers. And I'm not saying that Luka's fault. Luka's a more skilled finisher, but he's not necessarily always a better finisher. Okay? You see these passes, Magic Johnson throwing the ball around. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pump fakes. He's doing this all in 2 steps. He's so quick. He's so dynamic. He's so excellent with everything he does.
Okay, listen to my take. No. Because to say that Luka is going to be the next Harden season with 36 points a game is not crazy. To say next year
okay.
that Luka Doncic is going to put 37 points a game in a season is not crazy to me. And for you to talk about Magic's 27 and 11, that's great. That's wonderful.
That's throughout a career. That's throughout a career, including seasons where it was deflated due to the HIV virus. You got to listen to me. Okay? To say Luka Doncic cannot one day pass Magic Johnson, that would be stupid of me to say. Luka Doncic has not hit his age 22 year. Okay?
But
he has not
hit
his age 22 year.
Player,
he's an excellent top. He's an excellent scorer. He's surrounded by good players, and he makes good passes, including Jalen Brunson, who has been having an excellent postseason.
I know he's surrounded by good players, but Magic Johnson has played with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a top three player in NBA history.
Fine, that was the first 4 years of his career. I'm not saying Magic Johnson wasn't, because when Kareem retired, he was surrounded by James Worthy.
James Worthy was
an excellent player.
Yes,
but what I'm saying is, while Luka Doncic makes good passes, I'm not denying the fact that Luka Doncic makes good passes.
He makes great passes. Okay? He makes great passes.
Magic Johnson has made the greatest passes of all time.
Oh, yes. I agree.
If you look up greatest
but
passes of all time.
The scoring outbalances it for me. The fact that you can't go up to Magic and say drop 50 tonight. You can't do that because he might not.
No. Yes, you can. You weren't there, but you haven't read the – I've read the books. I've read the books by Magic Johnson, probably too many of them. One of my favorite players of all time, and I miss the fact.
I have Magic for all time. I think Magic is such a great player, but I'm saying in terms of a skilled basketball player.
Shooting is not everything to skill, though. That's why you're scoring.
He also does so many other things so great that Magic just does better. But I think that Luka is a great passer. I think Magic was a better passer. I think Luka has great IQ and feel for the game. I think Magic has the best feel for the game.
Okay.
I think that Magic is a better rebounder. I think Luka's still a great rebounder. But the scoring, Cody, the scoring outbalances everything for me. That Luka Doncic, in just about every category, blows him out of the water.
For you to say that the score, that only scoring.
It's not, only, you're not listening.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You refuse to listen to me always. You always refuse to listen to me.
Oh, yeah,
ever.
Because you're not listening to me.
No, I am listening. Do you want me to repeat what you just said?
Yes.
You just said you thought Magic was a slightly better rebounder. You thought he was a slightly better defender. You thought he was a slightly better playmaker, which is not true,
I think he's a substantially better playmaker.
Okay, he's a let's just say Luka's a substantially better scorer than Magic.
Yes.
Okay, and then let's say Magic's a substantially better playmaker. So then, wouldn't that make them even? And then doesn't the rebounding and the defense come into play then? That's all I'm saying. When you're talking about skills, if you said that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous if you said. I'm not saying he was all defensive all time.
How many all NBA defensive teams does Magic have?
What am I, the Magic Johnsonopedia?
The answer is zero, Cody.
Fine. How many has Luka won?
Zero. So that's why I'm saying it cancels out.
It's a stupid question.
Because
only six guards in the NBA. So let's say you're a top 9 defensive guard in the NBA. You're never going to win all NBA defensive team. Even though you were consistently top 10 defensive guard in the NBA, because only 6 guards can make it. Only 6 guards can make all NBA defensive team. There's 2 first, 2 second, and 2 third. Correct. That's it. So let's just say Magic Johnson was a plus defender, which he is. Magic Johnson was a plus defender, and so just because he didn't make All-NBA, All-NBA is a stupid argument because we see snubs every year from every team. I'm not saying that Magic Johnson was snubbed from the defensive team. I'm just pointing out that there's flaws with the system. Okay? To say that to measure someone's defensive prowess by defensive player, if you go and say Marcus Smart was a better defender than anyone, and then you say, oh, Marcus Smart won Defensive Player of the Year, that's your basis. Because we know Jrue Holiday could have won it this year. We know Gobert could have won it this year. We know Mikal Bridges could have won it this year.
Yes.
Right? So that all I'm saying is that's a stupid argument. I think that Magic Johnson in his prime is more skilled than current Luka Doncic. I'm saying Luka has the potential there. It's a ridiculous thing to say right now. Magic Johnson's a top 4 player of all time. Why? Because of his skills. Because of his playmaking. Because of his
skills and also greatness is a factor. You give...
Greatness, but what defines greatness?
Winning. And this is not talking about winning.
You think that you can become some of the greatest of all time without skills?
I can't win
without skills?
I'm not saying his skills is better at all. I'm saying that Luka Doncic has some of the best skills we've ever seen.
On the scoring, if you said that...
He's also such a good playmaker. Just because he's not the GOAT like Magic at playmaking doesn't mean he isn't such an amazing playmaker.
I'm not... listen.
Top 3 in... Wasn't he top 3 in assists this year per game?
Listen to me. I can look it up right now. Okay?
He's probably up there with 8 assists a game. That's a lot of assists. Because you have Chris Paul, like DeJounte Murray, Harden...
All I'm saying, Luka Doncic was 5th in the league in assists this year with 8.7. Okay,
that's
a lot of assists.
That's 8.7.
That's a lot of assists.
You look at some of his passes, man. Oh my god! And you know why he doesn't have higher assist numbers?
Oh yes, because
some games he goes out there and is the team. So
to say that Magic Johnson wasn't the team sometimes for the Lakers is ridiculous. To say that Magic Johnson relied on James Worthy at all.
Yeah, I never said he relied. I'm not saying Luka relies on anyone. I'm saying that Luka is also such a great playmaker just because he's not the GOAT playmaker. I just think I value scoring so much, especially in a position like point guard.
Fine. Just because you need to know the context of everything. Now, ever since Steph Curry has entered the league, the point guard, while they've been the ball handler of the team, they're the scorer.
Yeah.
When Magic Johnson was a point guard, that was not his job. His job was not to score, and he still averaged 20 throughout his career. And his job wasn't... Listen. Magic's job was not to score. He did it. He did it at an all-star level.
And Luka's job is not to put up 11 assists a game.
Yes, it is. He's a point guard. Point guard has become this dual-edged sword.
Point
guard has become a dual-edged sword.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're saying that because the top...
You take some of Luka's shots, he could give you 11 assists
top,
a game.
Top 100%. Top 10 in assists. 9 of them are point guards. Other one is Jokic. Jokic is in his own category in NBA history, in my opinion. Okay?
Yes, that's
a different discussion for a different time. Point guards are primarily to pass the ball still because I'm going to let you know why.
Of course, they're the maestro of the offense.
Yes.
Everyone understands that. If you know basketball, you understand that. But my point is, that's a Magic, 11 assists a game. Wonderful. I think Magic is great. But if you take away some of Luka's shots, he can give you 11 a game. Flat out. There's no argument to that.
Larry Bird. I'm just going to name players from the 80s and 90s, okay? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys... All these guys were the best scorer in the NBA when they were in.
Correct.
None of these guys are point guards. So, all I'm saying is, to say that Magic couldn't score is ridiculous. To say that he didn't score is fair.
And to say that Luka couldn't put up Magic assist numbers is also crazy. So, your argument cancels that too. I'm not saying that I think that Magic could put up better scoring numbers if he really tried to. Not as good as Luka's, but he could. But if Luka really tried to and took some shots away like Magic Johnson, he could put up the same assist numbers as him. Definitely.
Okay, but we've already established. So let's just say that the playmaking and the scoring cancels out.
Correct.
Magic Johnson is the greatest playmaker of all time. Luka Doncic is a great playmaker, one of the best in the league, yes. Top five by assist numbers, which is not everything to playmaking, but obviously tremendous, okay? And he's one of the best scorers, tool-wise and output-wise, in NBA history if his career ended today, which obviously it's not. And Magic Johnson was a solid scorer, good bordering great. Is that unfair to say?
Good. What?
He's on the borderline of good and great, scoring-wise. Let's just say that cancels out. We've already established that Magic's defense is better. I don't want to hear the Magic wasn't insane on defense because he was not an elite defender.
But I also don't think that Luka is a total liability on defense.
Huh?
I also don't think that Luka's a liability.
That's not what we're talking about. We're just comparing the two.
Okay.
When we're comparing the two, when it comes to rebounding and defending and that type of stuff, that miscellaneous stuff, when it comes to your IQ, which we're going to factor separate from playmaking, because IQ is also shot IQ. That's also defensive IQ, help IQ, all this stuff. Magic has all that.
Here's my point Magic that you were listening to before. Yes, but here's my point that you were listening to before.
No.
Can I say one thing?
Okay.
I feel like Luka's scoring difference outweighs the difference in their playmaking. I feel like Luka is more of a better scorer than Magic was more of a better playmaker than Luka. Is my point. And that's why I think that. Because I'm not saying Magic is the GOAT playmaker.
Magic outweighs him in every other aspect
yes,
of the game.
Yes, but I also think that the scoring outweighs...
It doesn't outweigh every aspect of the game.
No, I'm not saying that.
Does the scoring outweigh every aspect of the game?
No, but you're not listening
to
me. I'm saying that Luka's scoring difference was... Magic was greater than Magic's playmaking difference from Luka. By a solid margin.
Okay. That's fair of you to say. But to say that... that's fair of you... I don't necessarily agree with
you.
But let's just say we're operating on what you said.
Yes.
Even though I don't agree with you. Let's just say we're operating on it.
So then you would take that difference and account it into our comparison.
IQ.
Magic. But still,
defense. Rebounding.
Magic.
That's three extra things. That's three extra categories.
Those categories too.
I understand, but he wins those categories.
Okay, but I don't think he wins rebounding by a crazy amount.
See, I think he does.
I don't think he does. I think
Luka gives you 8 rebounds a game.
Okay, for a point guard in this era, Cody. Come on now.
Because point guards can't rebound. Because James Harden and Russell Westbrook haven't consistently spewed out triple doubles over the past 5 years.
Give me some really good, aside from obviously the big three, Russ, Harden, Luka, give me some other good rebounding point guards right now.
Yeah, give me some from back when Magic was playing.
You got Magic. You have, I don't know, the 80s.
Okay,
I
fine.
I don't know the
80s. Do you even go back? You can look back on triple double leaders. The only one that even comes close is like Oscar Robertson.
Yeah, Big O. Yeah.
Okay? It has never been a point guard strong suit. So that's also an unfair argument to use.
But he also...
It's never been... to say this day and age for rebounding for a point guard, it's in any day and age. In any day and age, I think they're both unicorns. I think Magic and Luka are both unicorns.
Yeah, I'd
say... I think Luka's got the potential to become top 7, top 5 all time. Will that happen? Maybe. Maybe not. I'm saying right now... In terms of skills, I don't think Luka's past Magic.
I disagree.
I think the other, we've broken it down into 5 aspects. What we have done. Magic wins 4 of them.
I have a question for you.
And Luka, Luka's Luka.
And right now in today's era, aside from Russell Westbrook, because he's one of the biggest unicorns ever, what good point guards right now can succeed without a jump shot? Right now. Give me some.
What point guards can succeed without a jump shot?
Because almost all the point guards.
DeJounte Murray does not have an elite jump shot.
Okay, DeJounte Murray is also just like a borderline top 10. I'm talking about like really good point guards right now. I'll give you the top 10 point guards. And this is in no particular order, so I don't want to hear any backlash. You got Curry has a great jump shot, obviously. Luka has a great jump shot. Chris Paul has a great jump shot.
John Morant is a good jump shot. It's not an elite 3-point. If we're talking specifically 3-point range, I would not call John Morant.
Okay.
I would not say
Chris
that he
Paul
has a
good. Chris Paul has a good 3-point shot. You have LaMelo.
Say the same thing about Chris Paul. He's a mid-range shooter.
I also think he's a good three-point shooter.
Mid-range is his territory.
I also think he is a good three-point
James
shooter.
James Harden's efficiency has severely declined.
He's still a good three-point shooter. He still has that in his bag, and he's still a good three-point shooter. You also have LaMelo Ball has a good jump shot. Darius Garland.
What do you think he shot this year from
who?
The three-point? James Harden.
He takes a lot of tough shots. 29%.
Oh, it's actually higher than that. You do severely under it. Yeah, James Harden hits a lot of threes.
Yeah, so my point is, shooting is a big thing in basketball for a point guard. It's a big thing in basketball for a point guard. Listen. I'll use Russell Westbrook as a prime example. Because now Russell Westbrook has lost some of his athleticism.
Russell Westbrook was never a great jump shooter.
That's what I'm saying, is that he didn't need it. But now he's lost a lot of his athleticism, and now he is considered not a bad point guard, but
we're talking about Prime Magic.
Talking about Prime Magic, yeah.
Magic had his athleticism.
Yeah, and I think that Luka's scoring gap is giant compared to Magic. I really think it is. I think that all three levels of the ball.
Everyone who's listening is going to know you're wrong, mostly because they're all over the age of 10, and we're going to do a promo and a PSA now. So I'm going to promote the newspaper club. If you want to come, you want to write, you can write about sports or you can write about something else. Anything you want to write about, just come on down, meetings in the DDP room. And yeah, it's a great way to express your opinions or just write. There's an opinion section or you can just write an article.
So, you want to do these player comparisons more often, Cody?
Yes.
I have another good one for next episode. Texting and driving prevention. Texting and driving is dangerous. That is a fact. More than 9 in 10 Americans believe sending 94% and reading 91% text while driving is dangerous. There have been many efforts to educate drivers and convey the potential consequences of texting and driving using scare tactics or preaching messaging. And while research shows that people are convinced that behavior is dangerous, they are still doing it. In order to address this disconnect between awareness and behavior, the campaign goes beyond showing people the potential crashes and gruesome ends and results in distracted driving and addresses the fact that individuals are personally engaging in a behavior that they know is dangerous. This campaign targets drivers from ages 16 to 34 and reinforces the idea that not even though people feel impervious to dangers of texting and driving, they aren't. No one is special enough to text and drive. And I completely agree. Texting and driving is a really bad thing. No matter who it is, just wait till you stop.
David, WDOT station time is 1:32. Thank you for listening today, WDOT. You're on the dot.